another snapshot of lesbian life.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Good Morning by Judy Pasternak.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. I don't believe it. I'm coming. I'm coming. Hello? No, the cat did. What? What's up? No, I'm up. What? No, I don't think we have to have another meeting. I was hoping never to go to another meeting as long as I... Tonight? No, I can't. I am serious, Susan. I can't come to a meeting tonight. Even if I wanted to. You really want to know? Because Laura and I... You remember Laura, my lover, who I haven't seen except at meetings for the last month? I'm telling you why I can't come to a meeting. Because Laura and I are going out. Out. On a date. The two of us. Alone. No. No, we can't come to a meeting at 5:30 and then go out. Because at 5:30, we're going to be in the Oak Room at the Plaza, having a drink. No, we can't drink later. Later, we'll be eating dinner. I'm not going to tell you where. You'd faint. Yeah, well, then we're going to the theater. Then we're going to go somewhere where there's candlelight, and we're going to have another drink. Then we're coming home. We're going to make... Yeah, that's right, Susan. Just like straight folks. Decadent. You bet. And know what else? We're wearing dresses. Susan, I have to go to work now. The lesbian movement is going to have to survive without us tonight. Goodbye. Meetings are coming out of my ears. Ah, it's good coffee. Can't believe the phone. Susan, I'll kill you. Hello. Oh, hi, honey. Yeah. No, I thought it was... Laura, what's the matter? Well, yeah, I was just on the phone with Susan. What? Yeah, but we were... Laura, next Friday night there's going to be another meeting. We'll never get to go to the... Yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't want to go to Bonnie's. I wanted to go to the Plaza. Yes. No. No. All right. All right, Laura. Yes. I understand. Yes. 5:30 at Bonnie's. I'll be the one in the dress.
With Joan Goldman as the woman and Callie as the cat, technical production by Viv Sutherland, Good Morning was written and directed by Judy Pasternak for Snapshots. Vignettes of lesbian life created by Slats Muldoon for the women's department of WBAI.
Hi, welcome to Lesbian Images.
About I gotta make personal nine. I love the life, live but oh, and tell me when to pick up and go. But no, I know there's a reason for it. Amazon store. Gonna have kids see that I am. Gotta get to moving now. The children are impatient because I promise we can go to the park. But the cars run shaky and the traffic isn't moving. We'll be lucky if we make it by dark. I love the life, live but oh, at times I wanna pick up and go. No, no, no. The telephone ringing, so I gotta get my ass. Come on, there's a class I wanna take in geology and music. Then relax, I'm making love with you. I love that life I'm living, but all times I wanna pick up and go. There's a reason for it. Amazon's gone. I'm gonna help me. Can you see? Friday, I can get what is mine, mine, mine. I love my life, I'm living by the times I want to pick up and go. No, 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 there's a reason for it. Amazon's gone. Flat busted, broke, living in the city. Working in the city, hitting all the rush traffic, so they soon feel my temperature rise. The smoke is joined to quit it soon, I'm feeling easy, now the day I'm done, I'm high. There's a reason for it. Amazon's gone.
Hello again, and welcome to Lesbian Images. This is the first show being programmed by Diane and myself, Sonia. And we're calling ourselves Lesbian Images, and we'd really like some feedback on that name. Needless to say, we're nervous and excited about our first program. We have some announcements for you, and I think Diane is going to start off with the announcements.
Okay. Well, this year really looks exciting. Tonight in the studio, we have Lavinia Pinson, and she's going to talk to us about a conference this weekend. Here are some weekly announcements. Salsa Soul every Thursday at 7 p.m. Lesbian Feminist Liberation, weekly discussion every Sunday at 3. The Gay Women's Alternative every Thursday at 8. And the St. Mark's Lesbian Clinic every Tuesday and alternate Thursdays. This weekend is kind of important to us because there's going to be a conference of black lesbians for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A little later on, we'll talk to Lavinia, and she'll give us some information.
Okay. The new issue of No More Cages is now out. It's a women's prison newsletter. For more information, you can contact, matter of fact, you can write to P.O. Box 90, Brooklyn 11215. La Papaya, the only women's restaurant in Brooklyn, is now open for brunches on Sunday at 11 o'clock to 4. La Papaya will also present Jan Clausen, editor of Conditions, and she's also a writer, of course. On Friday evening, 8:30 to 10:30, Jan Clausen will be at La Papaya. For more information about the only women's restaurant in Brooklyn and probably in New York right now, contact, I'll give you the phone number at a later time. I don't have it right here. Okay, it's also listed, and the name is La Papaya Restaurant. Let's see if I have another announcement. No, no more announcements at this time. Okay. Also, January 15th is the birthday of Martin Luther King. And there's a lot of commemoration going on as a result, mainly to mobilize people to demand that his birthday become a national holiday. I believe the schools are closed. And there's going to be a rally and a demonstration in Washington that Stevie Wonder is also going to be part of, if he didn't sponsor it himself. And we're asking people to, if they are able not to go to work on that day, I believe it's Thursday, right, yeah. January 15th, to do so. And also say why they're not going to work and just keep the feeling going, and eventually I'm sure it'll be a national holiday. It's essential that it is. It's good for the children, especially, to have a holiday that belongs to a black man and such a person as Martin Luther King. Anything else about Martin Luther King?
About the march on Thursday? Well, I know there are going to be buses leaving, going down to Washington, and demonstrations all over the country. Mm-hmm.
I have another announcement. I have to pick it up that I'll make. But also, January 20th, there's going to be a demonstration in Buffalo, an anti-Klan demonstration in Buffalo. And for those of you who might be able to make it, you know, you should consider it. Later on in the program, I'll give you an address and a telephone number. We're going to have some music now.
Doesn't make with this.
Thank you, Stevie Wonder. That was Stevie Wonder's record dedicated to Martin Luther King. I want to make that announcement that I wasn't able to make before. A woman-only bus is being organized to transport people to the counter-inaugural in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. The tickets cost $15 and will leave from Brooklyn. For more information, contact CB at the New York Anti-Klan Network, 989-3555, during the day. It's also important, if you can make it to Washington, to actively be there, because for the first time, the Klan is going to be visible in the inaugural parade. So it's obvious that it's time for action. So if you can make it, do try.
Okay, now that the business is out of the way, Sonia and I are kind of excited tonight because it's our first night of programming here, and we've been thinking and kind of talking about what we'd like to do in the next couple of months on the show. Mm-hmm. We were hoping to get some feedback from some of you women out there about the first show and just which way we should go and what you really want to hear, but so far no mail, so why don't you write us maybe this week or call. We'll be taking calls later on to let us know what you're thinking.
Right. I see the purpose of this programming and using the airwaves is to inform lesbians and women in general of many areas of involvement, interest, and commitment by women who are lesbians, you know. And the only way we're going to do that adequately, and it won't be one-sided and totally opinionated all the time, is to get as much feedback from you as we can, you know, or as you can give us. Pause. Now, one of the things I was thinking of is new perspectives. On a show like this is alternative radio in a sense. I hope that the women will feel free to give new perspectives, daring perspectives, and feel that you won't be trashed or because it's not possibly the most popular thing, you know. I think that's the only way that the show will be innovative and people will feel that they're open, you know, to new ideas. So that's one of the things we really want to happen is, you know, feel free to give new ideas and different perspectives. Take risk with us, you know, and because that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a lot of risk here, I'm sure, you know.
You know, our strength lies in our differences, and our community has so many things to offer. You know, and we have to give these things to each other in order for us to be strong and to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing, through the years, we've discovered, again, I think we mentioned this the last time, there's so many groups and collectives that have come about, you know, who are formed on particular issues, special interests, and some of them we know that the listening audience have never heard about, and they're doing things, and they want feedback, and that's one of the things we want to do. We want to have them here on the, live. We want to make tapes. We want to do interviews. We'd like to have some panel discussions. We'd like you, again, to tell us who you would like to hear, you know, what kind of tapes we could make. I mean, it's just an endless range of things we can do. Unfortunately, we have 1 hour right now a month. But if we get the kind of feedback that we're hoping you will give us, you know, through letters, through calling in and getting in contact with us, then we, if I'm correct, I believe that the time will be increased. So keep that in mind also.
Okay. Tonight, we're real happy that Lavinia's here in the studio with us. She's one of the women working on the conference this weekend, and it just sounds so exciting. I think it's going to be the first conference of black women on the East Coast, so we're starting off the year on a good note.
Yes, that's very, very true. The black women on the West Coast hosted the West Coast component of this conference on October 18th, 1980. We were supposed to hold it simultaneously. The West Coast was supposed to have theirs, and the women who could get to the West Coast would go to that, and the East Coast was supposed to have one, and the women who could get over here were supposed to come. But we had a cash flow problem, and that means that we did not have money to get space and to get some of the other things that we needed. So we had to plan a program of fundraising, and we have been out there fundraising since April. Our first fundraiser was held the April 4th, the first Saturday after the transit strike. And I like to say here and now, because I always take every opportunity I can publicly to thank those women that came out on that night and supported us. It was interesting because women came on roller skates, women came on bicycles, women walked. I guess some carried their lovers when they got tired, but about 50 women showed up, and they've been coming ever since. They've been fantastic. And we were able to raise monies. We've gotten contributions, and we secured space. And we're going to have the conference, and we are excited. I'm very tired, but very excited.
Okay. Could you tell us some of the things, some of the goals of the conference, and what we can look forward to?
This conference has a specific goal. Well, let me change that. It has several goals, but it has a primary goal, and then it has some other goals. The primary goal is to establish a network among black lesbians. We need to know where we are, what we're doing, and to be able to identify ourselves.
See each other.
See each other, and sometimes maybe just to say, hi, how you doing? I'm glad you're there. To give us the good feeling that we have when we know that we're among friends and when we know that we're among sisters. So that's the primary goal of the conference, to establish that network concretely. That means to identify people and geography. That means that I know that if I'm in Washington, I can go and call, I can either visit Mary Jane at 1700 Q Street, and she is the Washington person in the network. If I'm in Atlanta, I can visit Phyllis so-and-so, and I know that she is the person in the network. So what we want to do is to establish that specific geography and identify the women who will be a part of that network.
And where will it be, Lavinia?
The conference?
Yeah.
The conference is going to be held at IS 136. That's in Manhattan at 135th Street and Edgecombe Avenue. You can reach it by public transportation by taking the IND AA Local directly to 135th Street, and the school is right across the street.
It's the whole weekend, right?
The conference begins Friday evening at 5 o'clock. We will be pre-registering. We will be registering women who have not pre-registered, and then we're going to host a social hour or a social period.
On Friday.
A wine and cheese, and we have entertainment, lots of entertainment.
Oh.
Women have really responded to this. We have a comedian coming from New Orleans and a woman coming from, we have women coming from as far away as the Netherlands.
Is that on Friday?
Yes.
On Friday?
Uh-huh.
Could you read a couple of the workshops off? What workshops you'll be having?
Well, I have a listing of the workshops here, and I'll tell you the ones that I'm kind of excited about. We have one called Wild Women Archives. It's a survey of black women's music, the meaning of the blues from Bessie Smith to present times. Then we pose a question, is it all about losing a man, or does it reflect a state of happiness or oppression? I'm very excited about that. So it's a very, very interesting women who are doing that. Then we have one entitled African Women in Antiquity. This is a slide presentation of African women in their role in African life, a survey of African matriarchy and feminism. Then we are going to have Black Women and Feminism, a dialogue and a discussion as to the merits of that as a lifestyle or as a philosophy for black women, because as you know, they always make the case that there are not too many black women in the women's movement. And I don't believe that, but we're going to talk about that at the conference. We're going to talk about
Women in Non-Traditional Trades. We're going to talk about psychodrama as a problem-solving mechanism. And there's another one that I'm quite excited about. It's called Improving Your Self-Image Through Hypnosis. Women have responded tremendously, and they're doing marvelous things out there. You'd be surprised at what black women are doing.
You want to read any more of the workshops over there?
No, we don't want to give away all the goodies.
Oh, okay. All right. How did you decide which workshops would you'd have at this conference?
Well, once the information about the conference was disseminated, women started to call us and say, I do so-and-so, and I would like to do a workshop on that. And we sort of gave them that space. I mean, we'll give them that space and gave them the opportunity to decide what they wanted to do and what they wanted to have happen at that conference. It was kind of, the workshops were built from the bottom up as opposed from the top down. If women were doing things and they contacted us and said that they wanted to do it at the conference, we were in agreement as to the fact that they should be able to do that. Mm. And that's what will
happen. What an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is WBAI in New York. Was other groups or collectives and organizations consulted to give input in the planning of the workshops or in the composition of the conference in general? If so, you know, the ones that the committee might have contact, which if you choose
to say. As I said before, we had to engage in a program of fundraising. We have been fundraising since last April. Mm-hmm. And we have been planning this conference since last July. And as we would hold our month, we averaged a program every other month, a fundraising program. And we kind of used this to talk to women and and listen to what women were saying as to what and how they thought this conference should be structured. And then women in and of themselves called us and said, hey, I think you should be doing this, or I would like to do this, or I know a woman over here in Jersey, and she does so-and-so, get in contact with her. And so it just, you know, it was a groundswell like that.
So the response has been good? People are looking forward to coming?
The response has been tremendous because, as I said before, I can't say this enough, we don't have any money. We did not have any money. We started out on this project with absolutely no money. And women have helped us disseminate information about the conference. There's a woman in New Orleans that took a flyer that she got from someplace and Xeroxed 1,000 copies and distributed it because we didn't have an outlet down there. We mailed the brochure and other information to those outlets that we knew on the East Coast, but we could not cover all of them because we didn't have the money. And so as women would get the flyers, they would duplicate it and pass it on.
Mm. A lot of different people have been asking me questions about the conference. Basically, questions like, is it going to be an all-black conference, and how did it come about? And, you know, generally excited that indeed there will be a black lesbian conference, and that's what it is, correct?
Yes, this conference has been totally planned and structured by, at the most, at any given time, 7 or 8 black women who wanted to do this.
Okay, the next part of the question is, some people feel that conferences tend to gear itself, you know, whether intentionally or unintentionally, to a certain segment of the population. Now, what one woman expressed interest in, she termed, quote, street dyke, unquote. Now, I want to ask, do you know of any workshop that will be at the conference that will be geared to the street dyke or to address the issue of how we might deal more effectively with those sisters?
We don't have a workshop plan called specifically Street Dyke or one that will deal with the problems of sisters that might be in the street or utilized the streets as their major congregating mm-hmm. place. What we have done is left time in the conference planning for anyone who would like to put on a workshop that we had not thought of.
Oh, you did?
Yes. There is that time frame left open.
So there's time for us to do anything we want to do.
Yes. Where would that be at? Like what day or?
It would probably be on Saturday. Saturday evening. This conference, in terms of the workshops on Saturday, is going to be a long day. I probably will fall out after this, but I think it's well worth it. But we thought of that. We knew that we could not possibly think of everything or satisfy everyone because we were doing it away from a lot of our sisters, so we said we will leave time, and if sisters who plan to attend that conference want to have a workshop, we'll let them do it.
I had heard that there was an 89-year-old woman that would be traveling to the conference, one of our sisters.
Yes, that's an interesting story, and I want to tell that story.
Okay.
Some sisters from Detroit called and said that there was this 89-year-old lesbian woman, and she wanted to come because she was quite excited about the conference, realizing that it's a first for the East Coast here. And they wanted to know if we could pay her way here. As I said before, we have no money. But I said, okay, let's try and compromise with the sisters. So I suggested that I would take the responsibility to personally send her back in terms of her airfare if they sent her here.
If
they could get her here, I would personally see that she got home. And I said that because I had to be cautious of the fact that there might be women trying to get over or something like that. But we did talk to her, and she said that she would like to come, but it was too cold in New York.
It certainly is.
And that she had arthritis, and she did not want to run the risk of traveling to a big city by herself and getting sick here. So she will not be coming, but she is sending us a tape, and we're going to play that tape.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll be taking phone calls soon. The number is 279-3400.
I'm usually disappointed in conferences, maybe because after the number of years I've been in the community, which sometimes seem like forever and other times seem like a minute, I find they're usually too broad, no focus, and it just doesn't seem to gear itself in a definite enough direction. Diane asked you what the goals of the conference was, and you mentioned what you saw as a goal. Is that, generally speaking, that it will be to have a network? Is that does the committee see that as a goal, or is that?
That is the primary goal of this conference. The primary goal is to concretely establish a network of black lesbian women throughout the East Coast of the United States, or continental United States, and the territories. That is the primary goal and the primary focus of the conference.
You know, I think it's especially good that the conference is this weekend, because we recently heard that Bonnie and Clyde's closed, which was a place where we could gather and come together, and, you know, there are problems with other places. Where we socialize. So I think it's important for us to come out this weekend and support this conference. You know, if we don't support ourselves, who will?
Yeah, I'd like to go back to what Sonia said about the conference as a format for doing whatever you decide you want to do. And that's all a conference is. A conference is a format. It is a way, a methodology. It is a way of doing something. In this instance, it's a way of bringing black lesbian women on the East Coast together so that we can identify ourselves and talk to each other and get to know each other. It's a format. That's all. It's like salsa meeting every Thursday night. That is a format. That is a certain structure that you use.
I see that as one concept of a conference, you know, which I feel that which because it is the first conference, that's the big thing about it, you know, in that it is the first and in that it will bring people together. I hope in future, though, that when we say conference, it will be with the intention of having specific focus and for effective or definite alternatives, decisions, and possible change, if necessary, will come out of it in future. But right now, you know, needless to say, we're all glad that there will be a black lesbian conference, you know, and say good luck.
We hope that it will continue every year. We hope that it will become an annual thing. It's just that we don't want to do it every year because we are tired. We hope that it will be held next year, hopefully in another state. We would like to see something take place in the southern states, in the Sun Belt. They told us we all should go to the Sun Belt. Or probably in the Midwest, so as far as we can go without infringing on the West Coast.
There's going to be a lot of feedback, needless to say, after this conference, probably more than before and during. It would be interesting to see how we might get together with this feedback, other than the last day of the conference, or any conference, which I never feel is...
I know what you mean. You have a conference and you say, oh, you have a good time, and then everyone goes their separate ways, and you forget about it, and you've lost contact, or you lose contact with these people. That's why we want to concretely establish the network, so that we will have that will be in place.
Okay, we have some phone calls waiting. Let's take the first one. This is WBAI in New York. This is BAI. You're on the air.
I just recently tuned in, and I would appreciate it if you would give me the details, the location, and the time and place.
Okay. Lavinia?
The conference is going to be held at IS 136 in Manhattan. That's at 135th Street and Edgecombe Avenue in Harlem. It is by public transportation, the INDAA local, directly to 135th Street. If you're coming by the IRT, it's the IRT to 135th Street, but then you have to get off and walk three blocks west.
Okay, is there a number that people can call for information?
Yes, they can call 565-8365. 565-8365. They can call 860-4936. 860-4936 and leave a message. There's a tape on that one.
Thank you for calling.
The time.
The conference will begin Friday evening at 5 o'clock and it will run the entire weekend.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is BAI. You're on the air. BAI, good evening.
Hello. I tuned in a little bit late. Did you say how you felt about white lesbians attending the conference?
We have a white lesbian coming all the way from the Netherlands.
Oh, fine.
The person coming from the Netherlands is white. White women are invited. Straight women are even invited if they want to come, because we want to talk to all of them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hello. I was just wondering, it's one of the first times I've listened to the program, and I was wondering if this is just a black lesbian program.
Tonight it is.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, excuse me, do you mean the programming, or do you mean, what do you mean?
I mean the whole programming. Tonight? I mean the whole programming. Because
now and in future?
Yeah.
Well, it's with a third world, it's with a black perspective, let's put it this way. We're not, deciding just to deal with black issues, you know, but it's with a third world, or I should say with a black perspective, but okay. We want to deal with the community at large.
Oh, okay, because I guess my own point of view is that women tend to overlook race much more than most people, and that from the looks of this show, you were tending to divide us between black and white. And personally, I think a lesbian is a lesbian, whether she's black, white, or whatever. And I kind of was getting the hint that this is going to be a black lesbian show. And my own personal view, and I think for many, many people, is that we're all in this together.
We certainly are.
And the color line is, God, we're past that. You know, once you've reached the point where you can say, I am a lesbian, you have already reached the point where you can say, I'm not even into color. Personally, that's what I think.
I'd like to respond to that, because I really, genuinely wish that were the case in the very real world.
I.
In the very real world, race is a factor. For example, as Sonia said, this is 1 hour a month that's devoted to black and third world lesbian programming. One hour a month.
Okay.
Now, let me finish.
Subscribe to this station
Let me finish.
Oh, this is my first time listening.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't know what Monday is what, what Tuesday is what, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I thought this was just a lesbian show. And once I tuned in, I found out, well, we're dealing with black things, and I just wanted to say, God, you know, there's other people involved, too. Okay, I'm new to the subscription.
Okay, so there are 4 hours a month devoted to lesbian programming.
Right.
We are utilizing 1 hour per month.
Fine.
For a third world perspective.
That is not fine. It's a shame.
It's not just black lesbians. It's third world lesbians because
we're all in this.
We are all in this together.
Of course.
But for many months or for many years, there's been no third world programming for lesbians on the radio.
And we have a couple of more calls.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
BAI, you're on the air. Hello, BAI, you're on the air.
Huh? Huh?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wanted to thank you for showing me that the Book of Revelation is right. And I think
you're
the show
right.
Is very
okay.
Disgusting.
Thank you for calling. BAI, you're on the air.
What you mean, motherfucker?
Well, they listen, huh?
Yeah.
BAI, you're on the air. BAI, you're on the air. Hello? BAI, you're on the air. Hello, BAI, you're on the air.
Yes, I was calling to ask what the group that's putting on the conference, what, if any, coalitions they've made or will be making in terms of having input from other black women's groups or black lesbians groups like the National Black Feminist Organization or South of Soul or the Coalition of Black Gays, just, you know, what is their policy in terms of forming coalitions with other groups and if any of these groups will be represented at the conference?
Some of those groups will be represented at the conference. Members of some of those groups are even facilitating workshops. The possibility always exists to make coalitions, and we're always open for that to have that happen. That's one of the exciting things about the conference. It will give groups and organizations from all over the East Coast a chance to come together and determine how we might want to interact in the future.
Was there an effort made to extend invitations to the existing black feminist or black lesbian groups, or how was that, how were those decisions made?
We either contacted groups personally or sent them literature to all the groups that we knew about.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes. My name is Anita Maldonado.
Hi, Anita.
Yeah, I wanted to respond in reference to what the woman prior to this one called about.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me, are you excluding is it only for black women, this conference?
No, it isn't. This conference is for all women. It is being sponsored by black lesbian women. All women are welcome to attend. White women.
Okay.
Straight women.
Hi, Anita.
All women are welcome.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, Sonia. I'd like to ask a question. I'd like to know how come... Hello, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, shit. I'd like to know how come the visibility of the other woman, which appears to be a relatively small group, decided to do this conference without networking with one of the largest third world organizations in the world, South of Soul Sisters. And the second question is, since I've been listening to the program, since Lavinia did say that women were calling up and saying that they were interested in the conference and doing workshops, can South of Soul Sisters do a workshop?
As I said, let me answer your question, the questions in the order that you ask.
Mm-hmm.
An attempt was made to reach out to all the third world and lesbian groups that we knew. That includes salsa. That's your first answer. The answer to your second question is yes, space will be made at the conference in terms of time for anyone, any organization who would like to put on a workshop.
Okay, I understand the first question, but I understand your first answer. However, no matter how the literature was given out, I don't see that it really happened in the way that you said it did. But I hope, I see the conference as something that can be potentially very useful to the third world community.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to attend. In fact, it's my birthday, so I will definitely...
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, okay. Have a good program. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to know if you're going to have any workshops for lesbians who are trying to come out.
There are no coming out workshops scheduled, but as I said before, and I will say again, if there are significant numbers of lesbians there that are interested in talking about the problems of coming out, we can generate a coming out workshop.
Oh, okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Hope to see you there.
Yes, I'll hope to be there too. Thank you.
Thank you.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hello? I'd like to know what kind of effect do you think this kind of radio station would have on the young black brothers and sisters who may just be turning the radio and hear this kind of show?
We would hope that it would have a very positive effect on them, because they would then know that there are different people in the world and that we have a right to occupy this planet just like they do.
I understand that, but don't you think as black people this show would be very demeaning to our young brothers and sisters?
It's only demeaning if you think it's demeaning. That's the key element, if you think it's demeaning.
Okay,
thank you.
I'd like to respond to that brother, you know, even though he's off. One of the things we did tonight, and I think the calls make you realize what's indeed happening, you know. We made an announcement about Martin Luther King, and we made an announcement also about the demonstration in Washington, the anti-Klan demonstration. We are lesbians, and we are black lesbians who are doing this program. But what we're trying to do with this program is to make lesbians and to make the general public and brothers and sisters who might be listening in or might tune in, you know, accidentally or whatever, realize that that doesn't negate the fact that we are involved in every facet of life and affected by it. And as a result, we want to encourage and mobilize people to take action, to be conscious of things that's going on. I mean, you know, when the Klan marches, when the Klan strikes, he's going to strike us as well as anybody else. The main thing is to stop making differences among us and gain knowledge about the differences among us. All right? So I'm glad you called, brother, and I appreciate the tone in which you asked the question. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello, Sonia. Yes, I would like to know what you mean by the third world.
What I mean by it? Personally?
Yes.
I mean people in the inner cities who are considered minority and who, in a sense, are the victims of certain conditions, certain situations in the city and around the city. But especially when I say it, I mean people who feel, I just hit the table. when I say third world, I basically mean people who are more likely to be the victims of the system of conditioning, the people who are the highest unemployed.
You're poor people, right? Like,
well, yeah.
Right.
Poor people. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, all people that are united in the struggle.
That's what I mean. I think there's a more another meaning. The underdeveloped countries of the world.
Right.
You know, I think that's the technical term for a third world.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The number is 279-3400. We'll be taking calls off the air. Our next show is going to be February 3rd. Okay, one more call tonight. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say that the conference sounds like it will be really wonderful, and I'm glad that you've invited all women. I just wanted to find out about how many women are planning to be at the event. Do you have any idea?
We have about 100 women who have pre-registered.
Right. And is there a fee?
Yes.
There is a fee. And is there a phone number where I can call and find out more about it?
Yes. 860-4936. 860-4936.
4936. And are there any music workshops?
Oh, yes.
There are?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up. The hour, you know, once it starts, goes very fast. And this is why we really want you to respond. Write in, call, get in contact with us, Diane, myself, Sonia, so we can have more time. Because by the time we start getting comfortable, it's over. And we do get nervous here.
Yeah, we'll be taking calls for a little while off the air. The number is 279-3400. I just want to thank Lavinia for being here with us. Thank you, Eileen, for your love and support tonight.
And engineering.
Yep.
And thank you for responding to our show. This is Lesbian Images.
See you February 3rd.